We're going to have to get that what we have the warranty checked on that window that's leaking air. Well, good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to the Las Animas County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, and I want to give you the forecast today. It is going to be a bit windy, just a bit. Hang on to your hats and make sure that your hair doesn't blow too wild. That was just April 1st. I want to welcome all of you. It is 9 a.m. today, and I want to call this meeting to the Board of County Commissioners to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Lucero, and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Haas. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us in this meeting and for being there for us whenever we need it. Thank you for your dedication to our lives. We trust that you will guide us on the path and lead us to reach a consensus that reflects your will. May our words and attractions be guided by your love and grace. In your mighty name, we pray.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner Lucero.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Lopez.
I'm here, sir. Approval of the agenda. Do you have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir. I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Lucero.
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez.
Yes. Thank you. We have the minutes on item two, the consideration of minutes, regular meeting minutes of March 18th, 2025. Commissioners, do you have any questions, any comments on those minutes? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve them.
Move to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 18th, 2025.
A second.
Commissioner Searle?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Come to section three, reading of correspondence, commissioner committee reports. Commissioner Lucero, would you like to go first, sir?
Sure. On March the 20th, we had a working group meeting with Chelsea Meese, I think is her name, concerning the homeless population in and around Trinidad. I caught word that the city was going to put an ordinance in that prohibited camping within the city limits of Trinidad. And somebody from the city had brought up that the city owns property out in the county north of the fairgrounds, maybe for a proposed campground for them. Well, then I started getting phone calls out there concerning the residents in that area. And it was brought to light that during our meeting, she said it was brought up, but there's nothing solid at this time. I informed her that county has land use regulations that they would have to go through, even though the city owns the property. There's no city water, there's no sewer out there. Concern was is that the county is getting ready to make some big improvements at the fairgrounds. And also the county extension office has classes for youth out there. And the concern that they're gonna make a campground for the homeless people was gonna be a big issue out there. So I think they were, during our work group, they had kind of narrowed it down. They're gonna make a smaller work group discussions where their preferred way of doing it is trying to find a housing that has city and sewer, which is probably the more appropriate way to deal with the homeless issues around the county. I happen to live out near the fairgrounds. We have problems out there already. So that was one of the working group is ongoing. So I think Mr. Dornkamp attended a meeting last week. So we're going to keep on top of that. Also on, I think the 27th, CCI had called for an emergency meeting to inform the county that the state has immediately stopped the COVID-19 grants and awards, that it was going to be terminated immediately, which will affect our local health department. And I'm hoping that she will be on our meeting today to kind of give us an overview how it's going to affect her. So that's about all I have right now.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Hass.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I'm going to elaborate a little more on the homeless meeting that we had. The Homeless Coalition met at the Police Department, and Los Angeles County was there in force. Thank you to Director Aragon and Director Kim Gonzalez for coming at the request of the county to help navigate this tough situation. Commissioner Lucero had mentioned, they had speculated putting it out just north of the fairgrounds. We don't want to push their problem out onto the county and affect those private property owners. Their property values will plummet. And we heard them loud and clear. They don't want that to happen out there. And also, we already have problems with vandalism and the homeless in the fairgrounds. We don't need that to, we don't want it to exasperate that situation at all. And we recognize you need to set this project up for success. And to do that, they need to be within walking distance of the soup kitchen and other amenities. Way out there, that would be 4 or 5 miles from the soup kitchen. I can't see them making travel that twice a day, once in and once back home. On the 27th, you're gonna hear a common theme on every one of these meetings that I was on. The cutbacks on federal funding. Purgatory Water Partnership Board met, and federal monies were a huge concern. Where the state funding seems to be holding stable, but forestry money and so forth, cocoa money, they're all subject to scrutiny at this time with Purgatory Water Partnership. CDA or CCI, Colorado Department of Ag and the Colorado Counties Incorporated, had their monthly meeting. It's a reoccurring meeting that Commissioner Kate Greenberg gives us an update on what's happening with CBA and vice versa from CCI. And she told us that High Path AI is unaffected at this time. So Colorado is the first state to be cleared of any High Path AI. That's the bird flu. And we have a new assistant state vet, Aaron McGrath, and again, concerns about federal funding, hiring, any additional hiring was halted, FSA, RCS, et cetera. Farmers, ranchers, and other organizations are already invested monies in a lot of these FSA and NRCS monies programs, and they have invested their money into the project. The concern is when they're going to get their portion of it. So a lot of them are 50-50 cost share, 70-30 cost share of sorts, and they're going to have to wait on their match. And I'm sure it'll come through eventually, but it's if they have to borrow the money to do it, it's concerning. Many projects are opening back up. One thing that was recognized was possibly the algorithms are identifying diversity, equity, and inclusion, and are pulling those programs that have any of that in there. For instance, our young farmer and rancher programs talk about equity, and those programs have been pulled. I hope that those are reinitiated. The soil health program funding is also in jeopardy. Noxious weed grant funding was also cut, and the agrivoltaics program was cut 50%. Cash funds were cut $544,000. Agriculture management was cut $620,000. And livestock disease indemnity fund was cut $250,000. So huge concern about some of this that is receiving federal funding. The Colorado Counties Incorporated and Colorado Department of Health and met. They had an emergency meeting, as Commissioner Lucero stated. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan, the director of CDPHA, requested for the meeting and with CCI commissioners to provide info on how the cancellation of four COVID-19 grant programs by the feds will affect counties. The total grant amount for these grants was $200 million. The grants over the next 18 months were canceled on Tuesday the 25th. Issuing a stop work order, these were mainly temporary grants. Anything was COVID specific, COVID immunization funding and vaccination impacts. And that's my report, sir.
Thank you, sir. So much information. I want to, on the 25th, I attended a meeting with the progress and next steps for assisting jails. This was organized by Jose Esquivel. And one of the things that is happening through the medical providers on the jail facilities throughout the state of Colorado, the new Jail Standards Commission and their requirements to operate a jail are going to be taking effect soon, or perhaps some of them might already be there. But one of the things that I learned that it was quite pretty alarming is there is this new fentanyl. It's called carfentanil, and it's a synthetic opioid approximately 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times more potent than the regular fentanyl. That's already hitting the streets of Colorado. So when the group got together, it was a pretty informational perspective of what is to be taking place. How do we stay ahead of this whole thing with the opiates? And how do we help those individuals in that come in contact with this? So there is a flyer, a brochure that was sent out, and I will send this over to Ms. Lucero. She can put it on the Los Angeles County website. One of the things that, of course, they're saying for any law enforcement officer or any person giving care to someone that may be suspicious of having used this carfentanil, of course, they go through extreme caution, beware of any exposure, seek immediate attention. So now, one of my questions to the group that day was, how do we train our officers, our first responders, our emergency individuals, and even emergency department personnel that come in contact? And perhaps if an individual is transported to a facility, how do we address that? So one of the great things that was mentioned there in Los Angeles County had an initiative of early on providing this medical assisted treatment through mobile units. So I would imagine that there is going to be a lot of information coming on this. But that was one of the things that, my goodness, we don't need any more of this, but definitely it's happening, and it's happening here. And one of the statements that I took is, remember that carfentanil can resemble powder cocaine or heroin. If you suspect the presence of carfentanil or any synthetic opioid, do not take samples or otherwise disturb the substance, as this could lead to accidental exposure. Rather, secure the substance and follow approved transportation procedures. So whatever that is, I think as the medical profession gets a hold of something, the dark side of things comes around and brings another surprise. But that was a very interesting meeting. I will go ahead and follow up and I'll send that to you so you can post that on their website. And also on the 26th, we had I attended a meeting with the Board of Health, local public health department. And as Commissioner Tony has, part of the comments that came out of there, also the high, you know, the transferring of any communicable diseases. Right now, we just keep on pretty much on alert and see what is happening. On the 27th, I attended the meeting with South Central Council of Governments. And of course, without belaboring the point, also address some of the things that would be impacted when it comes to funding. But more than anything else, I want to remind us that Colorado's budget is about $1 billion in deficit. So they have to balance the budget. I had an opportunity yesterday to go through the proposed budget that the state of Colorado is putting in there, and they're going to cut quite a few programs. But there is also some of the programs that are going to be getting some funding in there. So if you get an opportunity, go back, go to the website and check the proposed general fund budget that has to be heard here before the end of May. That is extremely important. So a lot of the Council of Government programs that we are addressing have funding from the state of Colorado. So they're going to be obviously impacted. I wanted to close with this. The information when it comes to any type of illicit drugs, if you hear anything, contact the health department, contact the hospital, contact any medical provider. EMTs, I would imagine, are getting this information rather than it's getting to be pretty sad that at times, if we see some white powder, we don't know what we're going to be coming in contact as the Good Samaritan. So be careful. There is a lot of information. And I can tell you, Jose Esquivel put a lot of information out there. And it's to be very appreciated. But who would have known that there is always going to be one of those more imperative and more surprising things. Also, on the Colorado Counties Incorporated, you will find the meeting that we had, the emergency meeting that we had with CDPHE, as far as outlining what's happening with the COVID funds that are now going to be stopped. You will see exactly what happened, the questions that were asked. I didn't attend the meeting. Of course, my fellow commissioners were on it, but there is a video and there is the letter also that came from CDPHE. But again, it is at this point in time trying to balance budgets all over the place. And we are at that time. So that's going to be my report. And I want to thank you, all of you that are here for bearing with us. So now let's go to the next item. Elected official update. Assessor Amaro, I know, is at another meeting. So let me call. She's not here. Clerk and Recorder, do we have anyone from the Clerk and Recorder's office? Anyone from the Treasurer's office? Sheriff's office? District Attorney? The Coroner? Hearing that, we're going to go to the next item. We're going to go to item six, public comment. Mr. Dornicap?
No one signed up, sir.
I thought Ms. Garcia wanted to. Ms. Garcia, were you going to make any?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, please come up.
About 20 pages, 3 minutes each.
Yeah, well, you get about 3 minutes altogether.
I'm Kathy Garcia. I'm the Southern Colorado Regional Director for Congressman Jeff Hurd. And He has been very busy in Washington introducing various bills. He is, as you know, a member of the Natural Resources Committee, Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and he's also vice chairman of the Western Caucus, and he's very active in other caucuses there in Washington, D.C. He really believes there should be no cuts to Medicaid because there's a lot of people that need it, and he wants to see that those people that need the services get the services. Some programs, like for the hospital, this past CR were expanded. More money was given to them for Medicaid. There's a lot of things that he's working on. And one of the things that I need to tell you is I've asked you for a list of transportation priorities, which I hope you get that to me soon. And the other thing is that the House is not sure if they're going to do congressional directed spending. They're not sure, but our office wants to be ready in case they say yes. And so in that case, we don't want counties or cities or anyone to fill out long paperwork application. We'd like for you just to submit a letter that's one page or one and a half pages long, listing the priority, the project, who, you know, when, where, what, all the details, and the total amount it would cost to do that project, and send it to us by the 20th of April. So if you can do that for projects in the county, just in case the House says, yes, we're going to do congressional directed spending. We just want to be ready. Any questions?
None.
Nada. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kathy. I'm also going to call anybody else, anyone online that would like to address this Board of County Commissioners. Same procedure, 3 minutes. Hearing that, we're going to go to the next section. Unfinished business. We have laid on the table item 8A, consideration of removing a segment of County Road 32.4 from Los Angeles County Highway Users Tax Fund Street Inventory for the City of Trinidad Love Store Annexation. Mr. Dorenkamp, I know you were going to do a little bit of research to see what was the process through CDOT and others, and I saw a couple of emails that were attached to the to this item. Would you please extrapolate on that?
Do you need a motion to?
Oh, yes. Let's. I will entertain a motion to remove from the table.
So,
thank you, sir.
Second.
Commissioner Searle?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Haas. Back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is the removal of segment of 32.4, in essence, from I-25 east to the railroad tracks that the City of Trinidad is annexing. Not only that piece of road, but some property on north of that segment of road. And as the board, as Commissioner Lopez mentioned, it asked me to reach out to CDOT to see if there's any official process to go through in order to get that transfer taken care of. And CDOT responded back saying basically there is, that we just need to inform CDOT that we are transferring that piece of that segment of 32.4 to the City of Trinidad. And that would be my recommendation. I mean, the city can hold on, or excuse me, the county can hold on to that segment, but as we discussed at the last meeting, as that Love Store opens up and the truck traffic and all the other traffic starts impacting that short stretch of county road, it would be up to the county then to maintain that. If we don't transfer that, and it would be a net loss as far as our HETF revenues we receive for that short segment versus what it's going to cost us to maintain that. So my recommendation would be to transfer to the City of Trinidad.
Thank you, sir. So just a couple of follow-up, a comment and a question. The comment is, I believe we understood that it was less than 500 feet or somewhere about.
I believe that's correct, sir.
And thank you. And the question is, will you also have to notify anybody through the HUTF, or is that by doing it with CDOT and decreasing the inventory, is that suffice?
Let me clarify, Commissioner. When I'm speaking of CDOT, I am actually talking to the HUTF
portion. Okay, thank CDOT. You so much. Thank you.
Pardon me for not clarifying that. They're the folks that every year we send our road inventory to every February. I think the board usually approves it January, send it by February, and they make all the adjustments. It's the same okay. CDOT people that I'm talking
thank
about.
You. Thank you for that. Commissioners?
No questions.
No questions.
If we have no questions, I will entertain a motion at this time.
I will move to 8A, removing a segment of County Road 32.4 from Los Angeles County HUTF street inventory for the City of Trinidad Love Store annexation.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Sir?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for doing that research, Mr. Durenkamp. Section 9, new business, consideration of IFB 25R005, dust control mitigation. Mr. Durenkamp?
Mr. Road and Bridge Department solicited bids for dust control application on, I believe it's eight roads now, same roads we've been chloriding or putting dust suppression on for the last 3 or 4 years, with the following results. GMCO, mag chloride, $1.24 per gallon extended price, $215,291.28, and then a blend of, they call it tree sugars, but sugars and mag chloride for $1.32 a gallon. We shot a short segment of the Honey Road last year with the blended product, and we saw no difference between the blended product and the mag chloride that we shot west of that test segment, that test section. So Road and Bridge's recommendation is for the board to award mag chloride application at $1.24 a gallon, extended price $215,291.28 to GMCO. There were no other bids except GMCO's.
Thank you, Commissioners. Any questions for Mr. Durenkamp?
And if I may add one little sidebar to this, I forgot to mention, is that Department of Defense is also interested in doing perhaps some chloride on some of their roads out on Pinyon Canyon. And so our plan is to put together a cost estimate that it would entail to do some of that chloride application. It won't be this year, but it'll be in spring of next year is what our forecast is. So we use these numbers and we told the DOD that we would be in contact and once the board either approves or denies this bid. So
good.
We'll be in touch with them.
That's really great. That was a good meeting. Is there, have you taken a look at the public procurement promise through NACO?
I have, sir. And right now, they've only awarded 4 different awards. And
not quite what you're looking for, okay?
They don't have any chloride yet.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioners, any questions? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I would move to approve IFB 25R005 dust control application that was submitted by GMCO using mag chloride of 173,622 gallon at a cost of $215,291.28.
I second that.
Commissioner Serra?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you, sir. The next one is 9B, consideration of retail liquor license renewal application for Hallmark Pickle Wire Lodge and Store, Inc. My first question, counsel.
I reviewed the application. It's complete.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Commissioners, are there any specific questions on this item?
No, ma'am.
Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I will move to approve a retail liquor license renewal application for Hallmark Pigeon Wire Lodge and Store, Incorporated.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Lucero?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes, sir. Thank you. 9C, consideration of resolution 25-018, reappointing Mr. Buddy Caro to the E911 Authority Board of Directors. I believe this was approved at the last time, and we have a resolution to be read. Mr. Durenkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, making an appointment to Los Angeles County E911 Authority Board of Directors, Resolution Number 25-018. Whereas Los Angeles County Emergency 911 for any 911 incident Authority Board has been formed for the purpose of providing policy guidance and direction for the operations of emergency two-way radio dispatching, the emergency service providers within Los Angeles County, City of Trinidad, including law enforcement, fire response, and emergency medical services. And whereas vacancy exists on the Board of Directors, a position subject to appointment by the Board of County Commissioners. And whereas recommendations for appointment have been received from rural fire districts operating within the county. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, 1. The Board of County Commissioners accept the nomination by the Fisher Street Fire Department and hereby appoints Dominic Brand Buddy and Brand Carole to fill the vacancy of the Los Angeles County 911 Authority Board of Directors from the date of this appointment until April 30, 2029. Upon a motion made and a second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted this first day of April 2025 by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion, commissioners? Hearing that, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve Resolution 25018, reappointing Buddy Carole to the E911 Authority Board of Directors.
Second.
Mr. Cyril?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes, thank you. 9D, consideration of OBCC number 7029 to Mr. Jeffrey W. Murray for $7,340.28.
Before your commission, for your consideration, is the OBCC number 7029.
Are there any questions? We have representatives here from the treasurer's office. Anybody has any questions for them?
Yeah.
No questions? Thank you. Thank you for bringing this. If we don't have any questions, I will entertain a motion.
I will move to approve the consideration of OBCC number 7029 to Jeffrey W. Murphy for $7,340.28.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Cyril?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. The next item, 9E, consideration of proclamation acknowledging Trinidad State College 100 years of service. Mr. Dornkamp.
Before you, commissioners, for the consideration was proclamation acknowledging Trinidad State College's 100 years of service.
Thank you. I want to make a couple of comments before we go into the actual resolution. Congratulations to Trinidad State. Had a conversation with Sperry yesterday, and just looking back at what an important institution that is to our community. And I hope all of us are willing and able to join for the 100th celebration. 1925 was a great year for Trinidad and acquiring Trinidad State. And I can tell you a story or two about that institution. And so for that very reason, I mean, we're honored to have that, the opportunity to participate in the celebration of the college and pass that on to the president and to the entire executive team, Sperry. And looking forward to, as the county had a lot to do with back in 1925, I've been doing a lot of researching as to how the city and county came together to bring that institution. And one of the things that is so near and dear to my heart is that the mission was access to individuals from this part of the state that couldn't otherwise travel to other places. And so it became the beacon of education for a lot of people, Southern Colorado and Northern New Mexico. And so having that reciprocity with the state of New Mexico, it is so imperative that this institution remains for another 100 years. So I think personally, it is my honor to have that. And I know Ms. Ferry was going to bring an updated resolution with the space for a signature. So on that, commissioners, the floor is yours.
Congrats. Glad to have you here. Great day.
There we go.
Do you have a, do we want to use a certain kind of a pen? Before we sign it, let's go ahead and go through the approval of it. So having no other questions, you can stay right here, Linda. Let's go ahead and do we have any more discussion on this? If not, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the proclamation acknowledging Trinidad State College's 100 years of service.
A second.
Mr. Zero?
Yes.
Mr. Hatch?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes. It is official. So now we get to, we actually get to sign. Commissioner Hatch, go ahead.
Let me borrow your pen. Mine's low on ink.
Very congratulations. Thank you so much. Have a great day and looking forward to all the festivities and activities.
Absolutely. And just one moment of just saying it's with joy and appreciation that we're here. Thank you so much for doing this. I love that it's a joint proclamation with both the city and the county for the reasons you talk about, that those are places for us to work together. And the college is certainly right in the thick of that in our community. So we really appreciate you all so very much. And thank you for your service to our community and dealing with, as I'm listening here today, thank you for dealing with the issues that the county's facing, that our city's facing, and how can we work together for those. So with much appreciation.
Send us a copy once you see.
Absolutely. So,
thank you.
Happy to do.
Thank you very much. Great. Okay.
Are you going to at City Council? I was planning to tonight. This Audrey had emailed me and she was going to pick it up, but I'll let her know that you're going to have others probably rolled right there right after this. So thank you so
very
much.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Perry. Thank you. Nine F, consideration of a fee agreement with Herb Law LLC. Mr. Dornkamp.
I will defer to Council.
Thank you.
I've reviewed the fee agreement. I have no concerns.
Thank you. I would imagine the three of us as well. I have reviewed that document. Commissioners, any questions, any discussion on this particular agreement?
Oh, sir.
Okay, I will entertain a motion.
I move to approve the fee agreement with ERB Law LLC.
Second motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Serra?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes. 9G, consideration of Perry Stokes Airport's Bolton Mank Airflow Payment Maintenance Task Order Number 1. Mr. Dornkamp.
Before you consideration is Bolton and Mank's Task Order Number 1 for sealing the taxiways and runways out at the airport. And there are consultants who assist us with airport upgrades and ongoing maintenance.
Thank you, sir. And I will never forget the priority funding for this project.
I'm sorry?
The funding for this project has been...
It's through our... Every year we get allotted, help me your finance director, I believe it's $300,000, $150,000. So we've accumulated those funds. Plus, there was an airport in help me here too. I think it was Loveland Airport or one of them up north that didn't expend all of their... It was going to expire, but they didn't get expended all of their allotment. And so they asked Los Angeles County through our prior consultants, Armstrong, if we would be interested in spending what was close to $100,000. And our consultant at the time said it would be good for us to do that, good for Los Angeles County / Perry Stokes to do that. But there's a story behind that on hindsight. We've had discussions about that in-house and with our current consultants, but we will be spending $100,000, close to $100,000 of that that allotment to, I think it was Loveland's Airport or somewhere.
Yep. So I see that the authorized fee is $96,000 with other local and state shares. So the money has been allocated. Any questions from anyone?
And we'll be doing that in-house?
No, sir. This is all FAA contractors, and it's we do very little. We do, as far as I know, we've done nothing to do with the airport that the FAA is involved in.
Okay. That's to maintain that.
It's really stringent on who's qualified to do any work for them, the consultants who can do the consulting for them, not for them, but for funds that they send to the general aviation airports, which is what Perry Stokes is.
Thank you. Any other discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve Perry Stokes Airport's Bolton Mink Airport Airfield Pavement Maintenance Task Order Number 1.
Okay, second.
Mr. Searle?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes, thank you. We come to the next section, Section 10, Financial Matters, Consideration of Payroll and Bills for the second half of March 2025. Finance Director Corley.
Let's see, we have payroll as of March 31st, 2025 of $224,384.18. Do you have any questions on payroll?
You know, outside of overtime. I mean, I think the last, I don't know exactly how we solve that. It's not a question that I wanted to be solved, but it just, I've seen in the last few payrolls quite a bit of throughout the entire county, you know, not specifically in the department, just, I don't even know if that's even a question. Let it be just kind of a comment.
I don't know if I missed the
point. Yeah, there is a lot of, I have seen over time that is actually coming quite, as I looked at even a year ago, we didn't have quite as much as we're having this year.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's due to vacancies.
So we have certain departments that are, you know, understaffed, so they're using it. I'm saying the sheriff's department is one. I'm not too sure what other department, but Road and Bridge is allowed to work Fridays.
Sure.
If they're going to be productive. So they're allowed that overtime. I actually did talk to one department, and they're going to actually start doing it as comp time so that the overtime could, because during budget, that's a discussion with each budget to say, you know, if your employees do stay, let's actually have them comp it so that they can take a day off instead of actually using it as overtime. And I don't have that discussion with them.
Well, so. And I think every one of the departments, they have their own budget and they're monitoring it.
Correct.
But during budget, we do talk about
that.
Okay.
Because we want them to stay within budget.
Yes.
Because it could actually get a little bit costly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But thank you for that.
Sure, you're welcome.
Thank you. Go ahead and proceed.
Sure. We actually have invoices that were paid on March 19th were $244,192.49. Let's see. So this one here was a reval for ag for $2,500 for the assessor. So these were invoices that Paula received that were really late for the boiler for 2021 and 2023 for $400, and then the boiler inspection for $250. Does that, and then Tyler Technology, this is the clerk and recorder. Their contract for IDOC is $7,334.91. Is there anything I might have missed that you have a question on for invoices?
Commissioners? No questions? No questions. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I will then entertain a motion to approve the financials.
I will move to approve the payroll and bills for the second half of March 2025.
Second motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Searle?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes, thank you. Executive session. That board will meet on the 24-6-402-4B, conferring with the county attorney for the purpose of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A, doors. B, camping trailers. C, strategies. Commissioners, at this time, I will entertain a motion to suspend the regular Board of County Commissioners and go into executive session with a small recess.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Cyril?
Yes.
Commissioner Habs?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. 10 minutes or so. Commissioners, I want to thank you. At this point in time, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn executive session and resume the regular Board of County Commissioners.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Cyril?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. And having no other items on the agenda on the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting as well.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Cyril?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, thank you. See you later on this afternoon.